How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today is actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
We're back, baby. We're back, and we are better than ever. The Lions are 11-1. They're hosting a second consecutive Thursday game. This one will be at night in Ford Field in prime time, where the Lions love to shine the most, and they will be hosting the our fierce rival, the Green Bay Packers. So we have a lot to talk about in regards to that game coming up. But before we do, let's introduce the Blue Kool-Aid crew that is here. We got the whole crew with us. I'm Big Z. Let's get to the rest. We got Red Dog.
Yo.
UJ.
Hi, Raul.
And Bob.
Hello there.
All right. Well, there you go. There you have it. There's the crew. And, of course, we got our producer, Kid Jay, off to the side, who might be chiming in every once in a while. But really quick, we don't have much updates about the injuries going into this game, unfortunately. So we probably won't be highlighting that too much. But the Packers, they are 9-3. They have not had their they're 9-3. The Lions, 2-game lead over them. Currently, the Lions beat them in Lambeau, in cold and rainy weather. You thought it would have been an advantage for the Packers? No, it was an advantage for the Lions. But now the Lions get them in the den on Thursday night in primetime, where they shine under Dan Campbell. And I cannot wait for this game. How about you guys?
Oh, yeah. Can't wait.
Yep.
It's gonna be great. I can totally wait.
It's the Thursday night game on Amazon Prime. If you don't know where to find it, if you're one of our older listeners, that's where it is.
That's ages.
But I think a lot of people know how to find Prime these days.
What channel is that? Amazon Prime. Is that on 2?
Channel 2.
Yeah. Anyways, the Packers. They are led at quarterback by Jordan Love, who we are probably all familiar with at this point. 20 touchdowns, 11 interceptions on the season. He has thrown an interception every game but 2 this year. And he is good for one dumbass play every week. We saw that when we played him in Lambeau.
Is that an official stat, Z?
Yeah, it is an official stat, Red Dog. For most of the quarterbacks, they just have like touchdown interception, maybe their longest pass of the season, attempts, completions. But when you go on Jordan Love's stat page, there's one extra column for him. It says dumbass play.
Wow.
Dap for short.
Yeah. I think he's leading the league with 12. Maybe we'll love this.
Well, he must be if he's the only one with it in the column for it.
Yeah. Anyways, so there you go. But Jordan Love actually has been playing a little bit better recently. But that's because they've really, really leaned on Josh Jacobs, who has 221 carries and 987 yards this season. Lit up a very good Miami Dolphins rush defense, actually. He didn't light them up. I apologize. I don't know why I said that. Because in my mind, he lit him up on the ground, but it was actually in the air. He had 74 yards. He only had 43 yards on the ground.
In my mind,
he lit him up. In my mind, he lit him up.
Well, because it was he dominated the receiving game, and I mixed up the two in my head. But he still had 117 all-purpose yards in that game. So he is definitely somebody that,
in my mind, that's a good day.
Involve as much as possible. They're much healthier than our team. I've already warned the Packers fans, if you don't beat the Lions this week, you don't deserve to even go to the playoffs, or you should just go home or go hide in the hole.
Only on paper, Z. Emotionally, they're a wreck.
Yeah, fair enough. But, I mean, they get the Lions on a a good week for them. Not that we're not going to be ready or anything of that nature, but definitely not at our healthiest point, is what I'm saying.
It'll be that does suck for them. Like, they'll be more embarrassing when they lose to us with all these guys injured.
Yeah. So the Lions are what they are now. They are 11. 3.5. That line has not moved. 3.5 point favorites. The over under is 51.5. It's pretty high.
That is high.
But I mean, you might expect that because the Lions, you know, they just don't have everybody, and it might be a shootout. And the Lions' offense is going to have to really step up this week against a Packers team that can give up a lot of points at times this year. They're vulnerable. I would not call this unit by any means elite. They barely escaped with their life against the Bears because the Bears classically, again, mismanaged the end of that game. They dominated the 49ers, dominated the Dolphins at home the last two games. So, anyways, what are you guys' initial thoughts just about this upcoming week? I'll start off with you, Bob.
Yeah, I'm. It will be a tougher game, I think, just because the injuries. Because I think we do have the better team, but we've got a ton of injuries right now. What's good about it is, from what I understand, with Taylor Decker, he's day-to-day, but they're going to prepare to play him at left tackle if need be. Because I know Campbell likes to have him practice there for the week. He doesn't like just switch at the last. So they're prepared for that possibility, and I think having him at left tackle would be awesome. Sewell. Okay. If Decker can't go, they're going to have Sewell play the left side. So that
I guess Skipper wasn't that great last week.
No, well, Skipper's fine, but ideally you'd have Sewell in there instead of Decker. Agree. So anyway, I feel this will be a tougher game than it should be, but I still think Lions have the advantage.
UJ.
Yeah, I think the Lions still have the advantage, too. I think the Packers are prone to letdowns. The Lions have not let down much this year at all. I'd say a little bit last week, mainly because of the injuries. But I think the offense is going to have to step up, to Z, what you were saying. It's going to have to be a solid game by our offense. And I think we can do very well against this Packers defense. So, I'm looking for a big game from our O, especially Jared Goff. I think he's going to have a fantastic game here.
Nice. I mean, Jared Goff, even in the rain in Lambeau, 18 of 22, 145 yards and a touchdown last time they played. So, And Jared Goff has actually had several good games against the Packers. I'm looking up his game logs from, let me see, last year. It was really good last year, too. 19 of 28, touchdown, 332 yards and two touchdowns. That was on the Thanksgiving game, actually, in a loss. Either way, he has a pretty good history against them. But the Lions and Packers, you know, it's a bitter rivalry. I hope they don't allow any Packers fans into that stadium this week. Bob, will you be going to the game this week on Thursday?
No.
All right. But I know in the past, like when I've gone, like when the Lions are not good, there's a lot of Packers fans there, but I'm hoping now that has been shut down completely. I think it is. I think it will be. This is going to be an electric atmosphere, though. There's a lot on the line. As I mentioned last episode, Lions only a game ahead of the Eagles and Vikings for the one seed. So they're breathing down their necks. The Lions have not given up any ground. So it should be really fascinating to see what happens here. A 3.5 point spread, though. A lot of people have been telling me this is the best game on Thursday night this year. I wouldn't disagree with that statement at all. So
it's a big one.
Anything else you guys want to talk about with this matchup before we get into our predictions? We're keeping it a little shorter in this episode. Right. So
I guess I'll go give some opinions.
I think the only thing.
Go ahead, UJ. You first.
The only thing keeping us from winning this game is us. The way I look at it, I mean, the Packers, yeah, they're healthier. They're still playing well. They got a good record and all that stuff, but it's just the Lions. It's up to the Lions. If we play to our capabilities, there's no one going to beat us in this game. So, and I think Campbell's got their heads on straight still. This is the weird part of the season. It's really, it's the dog days, if you will. I mean, with the injuries and stuff, and it's just, you know, there's a lot of things bearing down on them, but I still see this team as being really together and solid, and they're going to come through. So, that's it.
All right, Rud Dog.
I think it's going to be a good game. I think the Lions are going to dominate just like they keep doing. Let's just say that. Whatever.
All right. Okay, there you have it. All right, so let's move on to our predictions. Let's move on to our predictions. So, of course, we have two prediction segments. Our first is our roar of the week. Not necessarily the player with the biggest stats, but the most impactful on the game. Player or coach, I should say. And then of course, our ever world famous predictions, predicting the outcome of this game. So we'll go around the horn here with our roar of the week. And Rud Dog, we'll start with you.
I'm going with a six dip. Jahmyr Gibbs, the ascension continues. He's only getting better every week, and he's going to go off this week. Jahmyr Gibbs is going to get at least three touchdowns. He's going to take over. He is my roar of the week.
All right, there you go. That's six times in a row, Rud Dog. Six times. Wow. Yeah. All right. Six. I like it.
Six.
I like it. He's partially earned the way he plays every week. So,
so good.
All right, UJ, who's your roar of the week?
All right, my roar of the week is going to be Jared Goff. I think they're going to really need a solid game from Jared. He's going to open up. Every receiver is going to get at least three catches, every one of the guys out there. I think he's going to have three touchdown passes in this one. I don't know how about the yardage. It'll be huge, but he's going to run this offense like a maestro. It's just going to be incredible. And it's going to be a solid game for Jared Goff. He is my roar of the week.
All right, Jared Goff. We have Gibbs and then Jared Goff. All right, beautiful. Bob.
All right. Yes, we're going to need some offense this game, and I see it coming. Jared Goff is a good pick. Jahmyr Gibbs is a good pick as well. But I'm going to go Amon-Ra St. Brown. Ooh. Who is consistently solid, and I think he's going to get 100 yards in this game and a touchdown. And the Lions are going to do their thing on offense so the defense can heal up. So I think a big game from Amon-Ra St. Brown. He is my roar of the week.
Yes. All right. So we have Gibbs, Goff, Amon-Ra. Another good choice. All right. Producer Kid Jay, who do you have as your roar of the week?
My roar of the week is I think the defense is definitely going to have to step up here against that the Packers offense, which is high flying, and I think I think the passing game is definitely going to be tested for sure. So I think that Terrion Arnold is going to be my roar of the week as Carlton Davis is not going to be probably playing. I think he's going to have to step up and cover either Jaden Reed or Christian Watson and cover that whatever number one receiver the Packers decides to show up that day.
Beautiful. Right. I like it. So Justin has Terrion Arnold as his roar of the week. And I like that too. Watson has gone for several chunk plays. He's reawakened in the last few weeks. It's been a big part of their offense, thrown deep to him a couple times a game. So important to shut him down, let him earn it down the field at the very least. So good pick. All right. Mine is a coach, actually, not a player.
Interesting.
And that would be Aaron Glenn. With all the injuries on a short week, I think his game plan is going to be more important than ever. Getting people in the right position, utilizing these new assets all of a sudden on a short week will be key to success in this game. I predict at least three sacks from our defense in this game. I'm still trying to figure out in my crystal ball who that is. But I'll give out one at least. I think Muhammad gets another one this week. And I think Za'Darius Smith, because I think he hates the Packers, which is a great motivation to signing him to our team. He mentioned how he hates the Packers and Vikings. So
yeah.
And he still gets to play each of them one more time this year, if not a third time if we meet him in the playoffs again. But anyways, Aaron Glenn is my roar of the week.
Hey, is that a legal roar?
Ooh.
Picking a coach.
I said player coach. Done
before?
Yeah.
Yes, what? I've definitely done that before. It's probably Aaron Glenn, honestly.
UJ, you picked half the team once, so
I picked an offensive line once. I picked the offensive line. I picked half the team.
That's like the third of the team.
Z picked a coach.
I always say player or coach. I even just corrected myself in this one.
Do you always?
No, it's fine, though. I like it, though. It's not that I don't like it. I love your roar.
It could be a fan in the stands, honestly, the roar of the week. Like this one fan in the stands, like,
they have to impact the game.
Jordan Love's eyes as he's throwing a deep pass and threw
I'm going to give myself roar of the week for how good I cheer at home when I'm watching on TV.
But you can't give yourself a roar.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's a rule. Gosh, darn it.
All right. So it's in the rule book now. You can't give a self roar. What if
what if we throw out the rule book
on the podcast and he wants to give himself the self roar?
What if Justin decides we throw out the rule book and it's not part, you know?
He could do that. You have to impact the game, and I don't think you're doing
Kid Jay, producer Kid Jay, would have loved the announcing this week on all these college rivalry games. You know how many times I heard, oh, with these rivalries, you can just throw out the rule book this week.
The record book.
You didn't even pad that line, man. Holy cow, you should have.
Oh, Lordy. All right, let's move on now to our ever-famous predictions.
Ooh.
As I mentioned at the top of this podcast, Lions 3.5-point favorites. This is a 7:15 Central, 8:15 Eastern kickoff in Detroit in Ford Field. I'm going to be loud as hell. I don't know what uniforms they're wearing yet. Maybe it's the blacks. I don't know.
I'll bet it's the whites.
It's not the whites. It's not the whites. It could be the blues. They seem to love the blues. The blue.
Oh, the blues. Oh, I'm sorry. The blues. That's what I meant.
So hopefully they get them washed and dried in time. For Thursday. Yeah. But 3.5-point favorites, 51.5 is the over under. And we will go around the horn with this one. So we'll start with Bob.
All right. Yeah, the big big rivalry here. Rivalry. But I like where the Lions are right now. We're asserting dominance on these guys. Kind of holding our arm out, you know, like a little kid, you hold his head and he's trying to swing at you. Maybe gets a few on your arm, you know, like let him make him feel like he's doing good, you know, and then you just push him out of the way.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so that's kind of what it's going to be this week. And unfortunately, because of our battered defense, I do think they will get in the end zone. I like predicting the Lions not giving up a touchdown, but I'm not going to go there this week. And I think the offense, they left a lot out there last week, and I think they're going to be their prideful bunch. They're going to want to be a little more perfect this week, and I think they're going to have to. And I think the Lions will dominate. It's going to be Jared Goff with the balanced attack. I think he's going to hit more receivers this week. And the two-headed monster of Sonic and Knuckles are going to go off. Like I said, Amon-Ra is going to go big. And then two picks for the defense. That's going to help things. And I mean, they even one of those to Jack Campbell. And Jack Campbell. And then Kirby or Brian Branch, they're going to get one of those other ones. So. Lions Kirby. Are going to win.
you
need Kirby, yeah.
Yeah.
So Lions are going to win 38-22. Detroit Lions is my prediction.
All right, let's
Bob's
go.
Got that Kool-Aid flowing.
Like
things.
It, yeah, baby.
It's a great kickoff to the prediction segment, Bob. All right, UJ.
All right, once again, Bob.
Are we close
we
again?
Are similar in our close. My prediction of the score is 35-24.
Ooh,
yeah. The Packers are going to get some in this game because of our depleted defense. However, I think the offense, like you said also, Bob, that it's a very prideful bunch, and they're going to go back to the drawing board in this one, and they're going to make sure they don't have the red zone woes like they had in the last game against the Bears. They're going to put it in the end zone a lot in this game. So, but I do see an important pick coming late in the game when the Packers are threatening. And I can see Kirby or Branch coming up with a huge pick to just put the game definitely in our favor. So, it's going to be a fun, exciting game. Probably a bit of a shootout. It's going to be a great game. 35-24 is my prediction.
Right.
Beautiful. Wow. Yeah. You guys are on a very similar wavelength there, but we like it. We like a double digit victory for the Lions. All right, Rud Dog, what do you got?
All right, guys. Yeah, you know, things are getting tough. Guys are getting injured. Pascal, Rodrigo, Levi. But, you know, just like when Hutch went down, I think we're going to get even better on defense. I think we're going to go out and shut down this Packers defense and just show that this Lions team is more than a handful of players, and this organization is here to stay, and they're the top dog now. That's why they're going to shut out the Packers and contribute to the 54 points that we score with a pick six and a fumble six. And Gibbs is going to go off. The offense is going to, like you guys said, it's going to step up. Didn't like what they did last week. And just, you know, take control of this division and this conference and be sitting pretty at 12-1. So Detroit Lions 54 to Zippo. No Packers scoring points.
All right. Like you said, our defense is going to shut out their defense. And
they're going to do that too.
Really awesome to see.
They're going
to.
That's how profound their impact is on the field. Yeah. That's reverberate amazing. To the other side of the ball.
They're gonna intimidate them so bad that they can't even stop our offense.
Yeah. And Red Dog has regained his voice, which is nice.
Yeah, that is good.
That is good.
Thank you.
So there you go.
Apparently it was lost.
All right, 54 to nothing from Rod Dog. That's Street for the Lions. Kid J, producer Kid J, what do you got?
I think it's going to be a tight one. I think it's going to be another close, exciting game. The Lions defense, you know, is having, you know, a lot of injuries troubles right now. So I think that's going to keep the Packers in the game right now. But you know, gentlemen, you know, this is not just a rivalry game. You know, it's not just an interdivisional matchup that has seen it's more than a rivalry game. It's more than you know, short week for everybody. But you know what?
What do we do with the record books?
This is Thursday night football, not Thursday afternoon football like they play on Thanksgiving every year. This is Thursday night football. Only happens once a year.
What?
And
Jesus.
You know what? During this time, you know, when these two teams play together, get together on Thursday night football?
No.
You got to throw out the record books.
Oh, my God.
Dear Lord.
This is the biggest game in history of mankind, I think.
It is. Yeah. It's a rivalry game. You know, we just came off rivalry weekend in college football, like you were mentioning, Big Z. And I think a lot of record books were thrown out that week.
They say not to burn the books, but
I think the Lions are going to win 28-24.
Oh, you weren't kidding. God. That is a tight one.
Wow. Thank God. Jesus. Yeah. That's worried there.
Jeez. Where are they going to mark that score? Cause I can't put it in the record book.
Yeah, that's true. Well, they got a new one right after the game. Like fresh pages and
they're throwing out the old.
It's unsealed.
All right. Good pick, Kid Jay.
But then next week, they're just going to throw it out again. They're just wasting a lot of money. All right. There you go. That's four for the Lions. I do think this is going to be a higher scoring game. I can see why they have the over under at 51.5. But I think the Lions offense is going to really step up this week. Super familiar with this defense of Green Bay. Not going to be hampered by the rain this time. And I think Jared Goff's going to go off in this game, try to get his name back into the MVP race. He's there. He's like third in the running right now. Josh Allen's probably the heavy, heavy favorite, especially after tonight, where he threw caught a touchdown pass in a single play. Yeah, he threw it to his receiver. His receiver then pitched it to him, and he ran it in for a touchdown, which counts as a throwing touchdown and a receiving touchdown on the same play for Josh Allen.
My brain hurts.
So, anyways, I have the Lions winning this one, and a close one, 30-24 Lions. It's going to be really close, but they step up in the end with a big
brothers
touchdown.
Have similar scores show or something. What? I'm the only one here without a brother. I don't have a similar score to somebody.
Yeah.
30-24, but yet again, we have all 155 predicted the Lions to be victorious.
Uncanny.
And we have been 11. Ooh. We have been right 11 of 12 times this year. You cannot question
our accuracy is killer this year. That's for sure. Yeah.
Amazing.
All right. So there you have it. Thursday night in Detroit in Ford Field. I hope all our listeners, if you're attending, to get loud as hell in there.
Oh, yeah.
That leave no voice.
Loud as heaven in there.
Leave your voice out on the field, in the stadium. You know, it'll recover back in a few days.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But anyways.
Priorities, people.
Learn exactly. It's a Thursday. Take off on Friday. Take off Saturday and Sunday, too.
Just don't ever go back to work. Who needs a job? The Lions
the voice will come back. It happened to Rud Dog in this very podcast.
All right. Let's wrap it up. Before we do, of course, we have to thank our producer, KJ.
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 KJ. Crushing it every single week. And great predictions, too. Great predictions.
Yeah.
We want to thank FanSided for their support of the podcast. We want to, if you like this podcast or love it, even if you hate it, please download, please subscribe, please leave a review. Apple, Spotify, wherever you get a podcast. We greatly appreciate that. If you want to see our beautiful, handsome faces, then go to YouTube and subscribe to the channel at DTBK_Lions, or just type in Drinking the Blue Kool-Aid. You should find it pretty easily. Hit that subscribe button. We'd love to.
If you can't find it, you're not meant to watch us or listen to us.
Yeah, it wasn't meant to be, I suppose.
Yeah. It's like a filter. If you're too dumb to find us, then it wasn't meant to be.
But otherwise than that, our reaction episode, maybe coming Thursday night into Friday. We're still working on it, so just be open-minded to when next coming. It could be early next week, or
be closed-minded and pissed off at
us. If you watch our YouTube channel, you can see our actual facial reactions, like, you know what I mean?
Or
exactly.
Or my thinking face.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, YouTube, watch it.
Yes. All right.
Actual reaction.
We're gonna wrap it up here. Thank you, everybody. Of course, we want to thank our listeners the most for tuning in every single week. We greatly appreciate it, and we'll see you soon. Reacting to Lions' victory over the Packers on Thursday night. Not Thursday afternoon. Thursday night, right, Kid Jay? All right. So, last but not least, as always, go.
Field, a charging team that will not yield. And when the blue and silver wave, stand and cheer the brave. Rock, rock, rock. Go hard, win the game. With honor, you will keep your fame. Down the field and gain a Lions victory.
Go.
How do you feel when you switch to GEICO and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today's actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with GEICO feels just like that. Get more with GEICO.